Welcome to Pax Europiana. Now I would like to start in a way the second block of my podcast. This is about the new Cold War, the Cold War 2.0. And I would like to make an introduction podcast now, explaining a little bit the systematic always, what I try to do here. Absolutely, I think if you listen to the first three series, I was basically giving out the action points, the enlargement points. How the key institutions of the West, from OECD, NATO, EU, UN, have to be enlarged and reformed and relocated. Partly, please listen to that. Then secondly, about the EU enlargement and the EU tools like Schengen, Euro, the free trade agreements. And in the third, also Southeastern European institutions, how they must be enlarged and how they must be done. So basically, these are actionable items. How really the West in the 2020s and best in the mandate of Joe Biden and Ursula von der Leyen has to enlarge the existing institutions to stabilize Europe, to continue the success of the last 30 or the last 70 years of the victory of the Cold War, or also when we were able to contain the Soviet Union. And this is basically the first three series. In this series now, I will talk about the new Cold War, with whom we have a Cold War, why we have a Cold War, is it our choice to have this Cold War, is it really true that we have it, that's also a question, and I will analyze all these points and explain what must be our strategic priority for the next 10 to 15 years, how long it will take. I estimate it will take about 20 years to win this second Cold War. It's also then similar size than the first one, because it started already in 2007, some may say 2004. So ultimately, there is already quite a substance in it. And we have, of course, a different Cold War. It's not the Soviet Union we are facing. It's basically the Russian Federation of the hostile nature, which Putin decided to steer this Russian Federation into. I will also then discuss about is it really a Cold War with China? Is it a Cold War with Iran? What kind of Cold Wars we have and what kind of ways we can win it? I will also go into the history of the first Cold War and explain how we won that one, what the confrontation was about. And all this I will now do in one series of podcasts, which will go in the history of the Cold War, in the Yeltsin era and the opportunities it presented and why it failed, and also then step by step in the different phases of the Putin's 20 years reign and why it had to come like this and why it's basically not our choice that this Cold War is as it is, why also we should take it seriously, because it's deadly serious for the Ukrainians, for the Syrians, and for many others who are in the new proxy wars in this Cold War, and why we need to make a partnership with China in order to contain a hostile Russia. I know some people now, they fall into this Trumpian trap of bashing China. That's already as silly as Kaiser Wilhelm was back in the Boxer Rebellion and his famous speech about the Yellow Peril. Sorry. I'm very much in favor of a more smarter strategy. We have this long-term strategy already since 71, 72 to break China away from the Soviet Union then. And this is basically the way we have to continue. Also, we have this regional Cold Wars with other hostile states, especially Iran and its proxy Syria. And there's other smaller hostile states like Cuba and like Nicaragua and Venezuela. There's also Zimbabwe, so there is, there's different perspectives, but the main discussion I will have now is about Russia and the declaration of Russia to have a Cold War against us in 2007 at the Munich Security Conference, and this will be basically this series, yeah. Again, let me sum up. I will discuss this declaration of the new Cold War, the phase with Yeltsin, the present war with Ukraine, how it escalated in 2014, and the various reasons why we are in this escalation and what we can do to win it. Again, obviously, you will be not surprised that I have already laid out the way to victory It's basically enlargement of our existing institutions in the 21 podcast series, which I have already published. So that will be now the second Cold War series. And I will be one by one explaining in easy digestible kind of series the start of it, how it happened, also the end of the Soviet Union, and then going into the whole context of our present security situation in the 2020s. Hope you enjoyed. Thanks for listening. And let's win this second Cold War. And no worries, I will exactly outline how to do that.